Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. What a privilege it is to be out at the Cadillac Club in Citi Field today. And I'm here to give you the 5 reasons why you need to experience the Cadillac Club at least once in your life as a Mets fan. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Imagine going to a baseball game and instead of entering through the regular gates, you enter to a speakeasy bar. Imagine sitting there going, what's behind that wall? Oh, an entire club? It's pretty incredible when you
walk in. It is.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
We got to experience this pregame, but in my opinion, having been to every venue in the New York City area, the Cadillac Club seats, the most comfortable seats in sports in the New York area. These nice brown recliner-like chairs, wide, comfy, nobody sweating over you. It's great.
That's right. You caught me when you came in today. What was I doing while sitting in those chairs?
Napping?
No, I was putting my scorebook
together. Oh, that's right. Oh, boy.
You
that's
forgot
right.
that already?
I did forget.
Apria was napping.
That's right. Steve-O was taking it. Here we go.
Number 3.
As you can see behind us, if you're watching an SNY, a classy lounge bar. But if you're sitting there having your cocktail, your martini like Tiki does, you turn around to the left, complete view of the field and the outfield. How many better bars are like that in baseball?
You'll be staring at Juan Soto's rear.
Yeah.
It's a good rear to stare at.
And how luscious.
Not here as good as Mrs. Met.
Wow. Well,
here
we go.
Mrs. Met really got that seat meat.
Number 2.
A unique view. Look, you're staring at Yankee legend Juan Soto play right field for 9 innings. Pretty cool.
Yankee you just legend. Sit in, well, come on.
You're sitting inside a wall.
Why are you trolling on your Cinco?
That's not a trolling.
Yeah, it is.
The crazy
Yankee legend.
It carried them to an American League championship.
It is, but what I've learned about the troll is sometimes you blow past it. Yeah. Like, it didn't even happen. The coolest thing is, if there's a drive to right field, and the right fielder, in this case Juan Soto, or in the Braves' case, Ronald Acuna Jr., crashes into the gate right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, a hockey moment right. where you're sitting on the glass. That is very, very cool
very
as
cool.
well.
And last but not least...
Number 1.
The number 1 reason you need to experience the Cadillac Club with your life, the food doesn't stop coming.
That's true.
You will have a pregame buffet, traditional stadium fare, different revolving stuff each night. The Sunday games have some brunch stuff involved. Then you get like a Shake Shack burger run a couple innings in. Then they come with the ice cream. They'll come right to your seat. You walk out of here feeling like Juan Soto felt when he signed the contract, just a couple extra pounds. So
see,
Cadillac Club, the place to be.
That's another troll job, as you just heard.
Oh, no, we sort of tight jersey.
He meant his wallet.
Ah, yeah. Oh, is that what he meant?
Exactly.
All right, thank you, Sean. Cinco de 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. Now, the Met lineup today, I was taking a look at it. Lindor, Nimmo's DHing, so he gets the half an off day.
When can Soto get a DH day?
I think he's only had one this season, if any.
He doesn't like DHing.
Yeah, Mendy hasn't done that a lot. He hasn't done it with Pete either. I think Lindor's had it only once. I was surprised. I thought Nimmo was going to have it more often, but he hasn't. Anyhow, Soto 3, Alonso 4. McNeil's actually shifting over to left field today. Taylor in center, Beatty at third base, Torrens behind the plate, and Ronnie Mauricio at second base. This could be another, all right, Ronnie, you've had 2 good games in a row. Let's see if you can keep it going. If you do, we could keep you on the roster when Vientos is activated tomorrow. He has not been activated yet. And to me, the Mets have 2 options on who they can send down. They could send down Ronnie Mauricio, mm-hmm. and like Howie Rose said, he needs to play a lot. Or they could send down Jared Young, considering Jared Young is a waste of space.
Oh, boy.
You suspect it's going to be Jared Young.
No,
you
I don't.
Hope, you hope it is.
So I'm kind of mixed about it because I do understand the reason why Acuna went down and the reason why Alvarez went down is to play every day. I think you can find a way for Mauricio to play every day. Like, you could treat Vientos as the DH, Beatty plays third, Mauricio plays second, and McNeil plays a lot of center. Like, I don't think that's crazy.
No, you're
right. And then Taylor comes in late because I like Tyrone Taylor. Tyrone Taylor's a fourth outfielder.
Right.
Like, we have to understand that's what he is.
Yeah, and you have options because those guys, Beatty can play second or third, as can Mauricio. You have options with what you can do with the lineup fielding-wise. And so it's just a matter of who's, I don't want to say hot-ish right now, but I think Mauricio, as Howie Rose just told us, he needs to play.
Well, that's the real question. Like, I can find a way conceivably, realistically, to get Mauricio three starts a week, four mm-hmm. starts a week. Is that enough? The Mets may feel it's not. He needs to play 6 days a week. So,
I don't think it's enough.
Well, then he's going down.
I mean, he came off an ACL.
Then
injury.
He's going down to the minors.
He's got to play.
Then he's going down to the minors mm-hmm. because Vientos coming back creates more mm-hmm. kind of mouths you need to feed. And, oh, by the way, they're not that far away from Jesse Winker coming back. And that's when he really goes down to the minors. So I think eventually Ronnie goes down, but what he can do is make things difficult.
Yeah, but Winker's mostly going to DH, right?
Yes, yes.
He's not going to – you're not worried about him playing in the field right
no,
now.
No, but once he starts DHing, now Vientos is likely to play more third base, which means Beatty's either playing second base or not playing, and it doesn't leave room for Ronnie Mauricio. So either way you cut it, it means Mauricio's not playing,
right.
And then the Mets will ultimately send him down to the minors, but make things difficult. Many years ago, they had a player named Mike Jacobs. He had a home run. Mets couldn't send him down. Hit another home run. Pedro Martinez came out and said, you can't send this guy down. He keeps hitting home runs. And he stayed up until they eventually traded him for Carlos Delgado.
Yeah.
True story.
Also, so Ronnie Mauricio is going to get traded at deadline.
Well,
that's what you're saying.
Possibly. Yeah.
Calls in a second. Do you know what the Mets are doing tonight?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They haven't done all year.
I do not.
They are wearing the blue tops at home. For
oh,
the first
really?
Time all year.
They haven't done that at all this season.
No.
I like those blue tops. But they really are a road jersey. Don't they say New York across the front?
Yeah, as far as I remember, they're wearing them tonight, though.
So it's like a road jersey because usually when you're home, it says Mets. When you're on the road, it says New York. So unless there's a different version that I'm not remembering.
This is just the sweatshirts they have on, but the blue, and they say Mets across the front.
Nah, you got to see the actual jersey,
yeah, exactly.
Which I haven't seen yet.
Nobody has their jersey on.
Can you do some research, Sean? Can you go into the locker room and find out?
Sure.
Literally, we are 15 feet away. 15 feet, exaggeration. Yeah. We're about 50 feet away from the locker room. Go out, make a right, knock on the door like the Wizard of Oz, and see if they'll let you in.
Yeah.
And then it'll end with, we got a horse of a different color.
Yeah.
Come on in.
I know it's near because Kodai Senga just walked past me as I went to the bathroom. No limp.
What'd you say to him?
Nothing. I didn't think he'd
understand. Did you say Pete still feels bad?
On. He would understand you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's disrespectful.
He just doesn't want to talk.
Oh, is that? Okay.
You don't think
Kodai
Senga understands any English? You're very disrespectful.
I honestly thought based on the translator, didn't. I really wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
But it was. You should apologize.
I apologize, Kodai.
Okay.
Next time I'll say what's up.
Yeah, you should.
I'm trying to find the.
She said, how you feeling?
He might not understand what's up because that's lingo.
Oh,
yeah, you're confusing him.
Say hello.
Hello.
All right, let's go to Chris calling from Manhattan. What's up, Chris?
Guys, I love the show. The interviews are great. And you know, Evan, it feels like opening day. It feels like a reset to the Mets. And I want to thank you for that. Like,
it is, because guess what? We're halfway through the season. This is half number two. That's why we're here. We decided, hey, let's have a reopening day. So good call, Chris. I should have thought of that two hours ago.
Thanks for the great show. So two quick things. I have a question for you, Evan. So quickly, you know, I was thrilled what Clay Holmes did yesterday because he didn't throw a meatball first pick to Acuna. He fell in, and he got him to strike out, and I love that Clay Holmes did that. Okay.
Yes.
Now, on the Mauricio thing, I'm intrigued, Evan. I'm with you. I mean, if they can find a way for him to get enough at bat, there is flexibility. I just kind of want to see him, but that's just me. Now, Evan, my biggest question to you is, with this shuttle, with all these players going back and forth in the bullpen, every day there's another guy in, out.
Right.
And I'm sure it's not only the Mets. Do you think Major League Baseball will ever expand the rosters? Like, if you added two more players, because baseball now is so bullpen dependent, if you added two more slots, you could have two more relief pitchers than everyone's roster.
They don't want that.
What are your thoughts on that?
But my thoughts are they want to do the opposite.
Yeah, they want starters to go longer.
Yeah, and so
even if they're struggling.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. And Rob Manfred has said that, and I happen to agree with him, that their goal over the next few years is to find a way for starters to go deep into games. If you give managers the crutch of more bullpen arms, there's no reason for starters to go deeper into games. Now, unfortunately, what this creates when you have a rotation like the Mets or other teams is you got to do this shuttle. And the shuttle is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get why you do it. You're taking advantage of the system. But you need to get more arms up and down. But I don't think it's something Major League Baseball wants to continue. It's something they want to get away from because they want starters to go deeper into games. And you know, we talked the other day about this thing called the double hook. And remember, the MLB CBA runs out at the end of the year. There's a chance when baseball comes out of their work stoppage, whatever it looks like, that baseball can be very different, that it can look very different. And one of the things that's been floated, at least we talked about it the other day, was this double hook idea where if a starter doesn't go six innings, you lose the DH.
Yes.
Well, let's go back to last night's Met game. Clay Holmes has thrown over 90 pitches. Mm-hmm. He's gotten through five by the skin of his teeth, and he's given up one run. If you're Carlos Mendoza and you are going to lose your designated hitter if he doesn't get through six, are you not pushing him to get through six?
Yeah, you are, but this is why this will never happen.
Because it could cause injury?
It could cause injury. It could cause imprudent decisions that will either hurt your player or cause you to lose the game.
Yeah.
And it's an untenable situation.
That's baseball, baby.
It is baseball, but that's not the baseball that we grew up knowing.
But
if a guy is struggling and he needs to be taken out, you take him out.
But I brought up this idea to you a few days ago, and you're like, that's kind of intriguing. You get through six. Okay, you get to keep the DH. If you take him out early, you lose the DH. Last night's Met game was like the perfect example to use and say, okay, what do you do? And your answer is, oh, no, this is stupid.
Well, no, what you're gonna get a bunch of these kids that come out of high school that are great at both. They're great pitchers and they're great hitters. And then at some point, they just get transitioned to being one. Usually it's the pitcher. But if that should happen, this transition that you're talking about, those guys will keep hitting. Right? They'll keep getting batting practice.
Because, oh, so you think it'll redevelop.
Right, especially if they're not, like, in scouts' minds going to be a great starting pitcher. You're going to be a relief pitcher, but you also got to hit.
Because
you got to also be able to DH.
I like that, too. And you got me even more interested in this new rule. JR in Somerville. Hey, JR.
Hey, I love it when Manfred Roberts comes up with new rules for his commissioner buddy. Love it when he does that. Hey, did you enjoy your coalition of Nets losers enjoy all those picks that he Marsh made?
I like the switch on there with that, JR.
We didn't like it, and I'll tell you this.
If you did not he like that.
Well, no, I didn't like the draft. He's asking me a question. Right. No, I did not have a good time. And number two, if these guys don't develop, he will be out of a job. So as Joe Beningo used to say, you better get it right, bro. You better be right about these guys. Otherwise, you're going to be unemployed.
Enough about that loser franchise. Okay. You embarrassed yourself by asking Pete Alonso for home runs like a sick kid in the hospital earlier today. That was ridiculous. Okay? And you really should be in there talking about something that you were talking about last week about Anthony Volpe that you're correct about. Swinging at the first pitch, okay? The Mets have a problem hitting with runners in scoring position because of how they hit when they swing at the first pitch. They have the lowest OPS in baseball when it comes down to it. They're well below what happens if they do take the first pitch. And
interesting.
If you look at teams like the Yankees, are about 850 OPS on the first pitch.
Right.
The Dodgers are about 850. The Mets are at 700 OPS on the first
pitch
right now.
JR, I got to hand it to you. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. When we were debating, Sean and I, about Volpe swinging at the first pitch, my point to him was, this is universal. This isn't just Volpe or just the Yankees. Players tend to perform better when they swing at the first pitch. And the MLB average is high.
Right.
And he's telling me, and I haven't dived into these numbers, but guess who's about to? Me.
Right.
That the Mets,
he's basically saying the Mets don't have good numbers.
Right. They stink with swinging at the first pitch, which is interesting. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I think you have to look at the individual players. It feels like Jeff McNeil swings at the first pitch often, and it doesn't really work out. Does Juan Soto struggle swinging at the first pitch? Same thing with Pete. And also,
I don't think Juan Soto swings a lot at first pitches.
Oh, no, he'll pick a few.
Yeah,
but he will pick a few. He's selective when he does it. But sometimes I think the reason Juan Soto swings at the first pitch. In fact, I did confirm this with my scorebook. The home run he hit in the fourth inning was a first pitch. You guys could scoff all you want. We're talking about it, and I just gave you relevant information.
No, but the fact that you don't even have your scorebook, we're looking at a picture of your scorebook.
Yeah, I took a picture of my scorebook.
I'm a loser.
So you can reference it when you're talking about what Juan Soto did last night is the nerdiest thing I think I've ever heard.
But here's the bottom line. It can be nerdy. It can be whatever you want to call
it. I'm a loser. Your scorebook is right there.
I know. I don't want to open it all the time. Gets fingerprints all over it.
Come on.
Here's what I know. A caller just called up to make a very good point about the Mets' failures swinging at the first pitch.
Yes, but not counting Juan Soto.
Well, I looked at my scorecard.
Okay, what about everybody else? Look at your scorecard.
You want me to go through the whole freaking game?
Everybody.
All right, here we go.
Anybody else get a hit on the
first
base?
Watch how quick I can do this.
Yes. Brandon, well, I mean, you have your scorebook right there. It should be very easy.
Brandon Nimmo swung at the first pitch in the third inning and flied out to left field.
Yep, man.
I mentioned the Pete Alonso home run. And obviously not counting. Oh, Jeff.
Pete Alonso?
I'm sorry, the Juan Soto home run.
Say, confused
Jeff
me.
McNeil swung at the first pitch with one out in the fifth inning and singled to left center field.
Okay.
And those are the only three examples of the ball being put in play.
So they hit 600, basically, what you're saying.
Well, no, 667. Okay, two for whatever. Three.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.